You're listening to Vatican Radio.
More than 100 seminary rectors from throughout the English-speaking world were gathered in Rome at the end of June and through the first week of July under the guidance and sponsorship of the Congregation for Clergy to discuss the revised handbook of best practices for the formation of seminarians. Known as the Ratio Fundamentalis Institutionis Sacerdotalis, Ratio Fundamentalis, or just Ratio for short, the latest edition of the document is titled On the Gift of Priestly Vocation. The basic and animating idea of the Ratio is that of helping seminaries all around the world to succeed in their mission of forming men for the priesthood by first firmly grounding them in a self-conscious attitude of missionary discipleship, and then giving them the tools to live their lives as disciples to the fullest, in and through the ministerial priesthood to which God calls them through His Church. Two participants in the course, the rector of St. Vincent de Paul Regional Seminary in Boynton Beach, Florida, Monsignor David Toops, and Monsignor Joseph Bechard, rector of Mount Angel Seminary in St. Benedict, Oregon, spoke with me, Chris Altieri, to share their impressions. Monsignor Toops begins the conversation by explaining why there was a need for a new document and how the new document has met that need.
Well, I think, first of all, it's been since the early 80s since we've had a Ratio Fundamentalis. So the fact that on December the 8th, 2016, the Congregation for Clergy produced the new Ratio, it's highly significant for us in the seminary world. And so from the 26th of June to the 7th of July, 120 formators from the English-speaking world gathered, really under the guidance of Archbishop Patron Wong of the Congregation for Clergy. And it's a tremendous document, and certainly Monsignor Bechard, who is here with me, we have been studying it since it was first given to us in December. I would say the most significant, there are two things to really look for as you read the Ratio Fundamentalis. The first is vocabulary, and the second is vision. Vocabulary, the art of accompaniment. How do we accompany men through the seminary to really lead them closer to Christ, help form them in the four dimensions of priestly formation, the human, the spiritual, the pastoral, the intellectual. So art of accompaniment kind of is a thread that flows all the way through. Forming them to be missionary disciples. Certainly these are Christian terms, but terms that have been very much highlighted under the pontificate of Pope Francis. And then the vision is really that we are looking at the new formation process in four distinct stages. So, Monsignor Bechard, would you like to say a word about those four stages, beginning with propedeutic and ending with vocational synthesis?
As Monsignor said, the four stages of formation is kind of a new way to look at things. We had, at least in the States, we looked at it as terms of college, and then pre-theology, theology, and now a bit more of a, say, comprehensive vision, starting with a propedeutic period of time as a sort of a pre-formational, which I think is important in this, in the vision of this ratio, because it's really focused on forming the man to be first and foremost a disciple of Jesus Christ. Based on his incorporation into Christ in baptism, and to be a disciple because, as the axiom goes, you can't give what you don't have, or grace builds on nature. In order to shepherd the people of God, you have to first of all be one of the people of God, be a brother among brothers before you can be a father. And so that propedeutic year is really geared toward helping the man come to know himself, helping the man come to know the faith, helping the man come to know his diocese, the priest, the presbyterate that he will be joining, God willing, and continuing to grow and build. And then moving into the, in terms of initial formation, moving into the college, the philosophy, or the discipleship stage, focusing on just that, becoming more of a disciple of Jesus Christ in all four of the dimensions that Monsignor Toups mentioned, the human, the spiritual, the pastoral, and the intellectual, guided by the study of philosophy as part of it, but not limited to academic and not even focused on academic, I guess, but focused on all four stages, dimensions equally, to help us become a disciple. Then continuing into the theological stage and configuration to Jesus Christ, taking that disciple who's open to priesthood and to be formed into priesthood, and now concentrating on configuring him, forming him more and more into the image of Jesus Christ, the head and shepherd of the church, so that as he can act in his person, share in his person, put on the very perfections, the human perfections of Jesus Christ in himself, guided by the study of theology, and again, all four areas of formation. And then, lastly, the vocational discernment stage, vocational synthesis stage, in which a pastoral stage, in which all of the previous formation comes together generally a parish setting, in which one would be to serve once ordained, to bring that all together to be able to serve effectively the people of God.
I find the meatiness, if you will, of these titles, again, that's the novità, the newness, is no longer just referring to college or philosophy. We're calling it the discipleship stage. We're no longer just referring to their last 4 years of theology. We're calling it the configuration stage. So as a rector of a major seminary, Monsignor Joe and I both can vision how it is that we're going to do formation, focusing not so much on the academic title of what this period is. We're not just granting masters in divinity or STLs. We're really focusing primarily, obviously the intellectual will be a part of that, but we're helping the man to focus on, am I being the disciple Christ wants me to be? Am I being configured to Jesus Christ? And are we, as seminary formators, as rectors of seminaries, forming shepherds after the heart of Christ? And so I'm excited for the vision of the ratio, the new vocabulary that we need to help continue to form our faculty in, and the vision that we desire to share with our seminarians. And I think it's significant to note this gathering that we have spent the last 2 weeks participating in is very historic in a way. I'm not sure, as in talking to Archbishop Patron Wong and even in our audience with Cardinal Stella, when we had not only a meeting here at the Congregation of Clergy with him, but we also were able to celebrate Mass at St. Peter's with the Cardinal. This is really kind of the first of its kind, where the congregation has reached out directly to rectors to help us. They're not just imposing a document. They're accompanying us. They're walking with us to help us understand the vision. So really, I think all of us expressed on our last day deep gratitude to Cardinal Stella, to Archbishop Patron Wong, for wanting to journey with us, for sponsoring this program, tremendous generosity of the Holy See in inviting these 120 formators. So vision and vocabulary, those are the two real takeaways.
And 120 formators from all across the English-speaking world. This is it was a global participation. Must have made for some interesting conversations as you guys sat and tried to get your heads around this document. Any surprises?
Well, this is where the rubber meets the road, because we have now been given the, as you say, the ratio by the Holy See. But now each episcopal conference, each bishop's conference, takes the ratio and creates its own ratio nationalis, a national program of priestly formation. So now it is taken and applied to the very particular circumstances of a given nation. So the bishops in the United States will create something different from the bishops of England and Wales and Scotland and Ireland and the Philippines. But the foundation for all of these documents is what has just been given us. So we've had wonderful conversations during coffee breaks and at table with the brothers from around the world to say, okay, well, how is this going to apply to you? And there are certainly challenges that all of us face. There is a lengthening of time of the period of priestly formation with the addition of a propedeutic stage. So how each bishop's conference receives that, incorporates it into their new program of priestly formation, certainly is still to be seen as particularities are given. For example, the ratio presupposes a two-year philosophy period, that discipleship stage. Well, in the United States, our philosophy programs are 4 years because it's an undergraduate degree. Okay, well, that has to be taken into consideration. And those are Monsignor Betschart and I, it's both above our pay grade.
But the bishops are going to be, I would imagine, taking into consideration your reports when you get back. So what are you going to be bringing them?
I think the key for me, anyway, is the timing is sort of perfect on this because we're right in the process. The bishops are right in the process of revising our Ratio Nationalis, which is called the Program of Priestly Formation. So it's right in the process of being revised.
Sixth edition.
This is the sixth edition, that's correct, and will be the sixth edition. And I think that there is... While this ratio is new on the one hand, on the other hand, it's not new, in that it's the vision the church, I think, has always had of the priesthood, and simply the four dimensions and even two or three of the stages have been there. And so this concept and the idea of priesthood based on baptism and going through, and all, I mean, this is all what we've been doing. And part of the new ratio... that's exciting to me in reading it is, as the Archbishop emphasized, everything in the new ratio, nothing is new. Everything in the new ratio already exists in some place of the world, is already being done as it is stated, is already being lived, and so becomes best practices. So the question now is, how do you adopt that? You can't simply just take, well, this place is doing this, and then amalgamate together. You have to adapt it to the people that you have and the circumstances that you have, and I think that is the vision of the ratio, the idea of accompaniment. It's not an individualistic formation. It's the community that forms. It's everyone's involved. The whole church is part of it, and, of course, most importantly, God himself. But it is with each individual person in mind, each individual person's needs, and how do we best form them and to become the priest that Jesus wants them to be for him and for his people.
The other vision of the ratio is that Monsignor Betschart and I have been speaking about initial formation, those four stages. But the ratio continues to then speak of ongoing formation. Obviously, a priest has to continue to update himself as he goes through life. I'm in Rome right now celebrating my 20th anniversary with classmates who we all studied here. And so it's important that we continue to be renewed in our priestly ministry. And I know this experience of the previous 2 weeks was a tremendous journey of updating, of being renewed, of studying and of listening and of learning and dialoguing. So it's not just initial formation, it's a lifelong journey. And I think a number of years ago, the competency for seminaries transferred from the Congregation for Education to the Congregation for Clergy, with a very purposeful reason of clergy. This congregation is dealing with the fruit of seminaries. So when Cardinal Stella met with us, this congregation is in charge of the dispensations for priests who leave the active ministry. He says, gentlemen, put us out of business. We don't want to have to work on these dispensations. The harder and the better we prepare on the front end in initial formation, the healthier and the better off the church will be. And I think that's certainly the desire of all of us in the seminary system. Monsignor Betschart and I know the vast majority of rectors and formators in the United States. And I can really say our fifth edition, our previous edition of the Program of Priestly Formation that the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops have put together is a tremendous document guiding the work that we do in seminary formation, and this new ratio will only enhance it.
I think, too, one of the key emphasis of this, as Monsignor was saying, of this new ratio is the idea of integration. Mm-hmm. And I think, at least in the fifth edition of the PPF, the idea of integration of the four pillars or four dimensions is there and is an emphasis. But I think this new ratio takes it a step further in the idea of integration, as Monsignor was saying, integration of the initial formation and even the pre-formation, reaching out to families, reaching out to the local church. So the integration of the pre-formation, the initial formation, which occurs in the seminary, which we're mostly concerned with, and then the ongoing continuing formation of the clergy, integrating all that together, but then even more integrating this into the life, the sacramental life of the man from birth and baptism all the way to death and hopefully entrance into the heavenly kingdom as a priest of Jesus Christ. And so that idea of integrating all of this together into the one person from the one community is key, and I think is a huge step forward in a sense of helping us to really form our men to be priests, to help form the community, to be a priestly community in Christ.
Let's wrap up on this point, because you guys have gone through and described the formation process, but sort of raises the question, doesn't it, of who are you looking to form? What's your ideal candidate these days?
I think the first thing you're looking for is a disciple of Jesus Christ. Please God, a young man that... the ideal candidate is someone that's grown up in an intact family. because the issues and the, if you will, to use a term, the baggage, is what's part of what needs to be dealt with. Obviously, because our men come from society, half of them come from homes that have experienced divorce and tragedy. And so there is a lot of healing that needs to be done in the initial phases of formation. So you can see the difference in a man who's been formed in an intact home, who's been formed in a Christian home. The grace is that, you know, St. Paul says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. We also have some of our men who come out of, if you will, zero background. They start at ground zero. They come from deep and profound conversions. They come from, if you will, non-Christian homes. And so there is no, just as Jesus in the 12 did not have a perfect candidate, we don't either. I divide our men into thirds, a third, a third, a third. A third are coming right out of high school, a third are coming right out of college, and a third come after a couple of years of working in the world and saying, okay, I'm being called to something different. So there is no cookie-cutter candidate. We thank God for the work of our vocation directors in our diocese. I represent a regional seminary, all seven dioceses of Florida and Georgia, Atlanta, Savannah. It's the hard work of our bishops and our vocation directors and our parish priests who are encouraging, and that's the word, the gift of encouragement, to say to a young man, I see in you the qualities that would make a good priest. I always tell people, don't tell Johnny he should be a priest. Johnny's got enough pressure in his life. But I see in you the qualities, and you elicit, you know, something of the greatness of Johnny's heart. So there's no perfect candidate. We're grateful for the men. We certainly do an awful lot of screening. Both when they apply to the diocese and then when they apply to the seminary. They're two separate processes, interviews and letters of recommendation and psychological evaluations. So certainly that helps us find a man who is well enough, healthy enough to begin a process, a long journey, 7 or 8 years of preparation, formation for priestly ordination.
I think, as Monsignor said, none of us are perfect. Perfection lies on the other side of this life, and the key in the screening process and the hard work of vocation directors and bishops and parish priests and all of that really is geared toward finding the man or the man who has heard the call of Jesus, calling him by name, inviting him to come and follow him in a specific way as a priest to live out his vocation as a servant of his church and of his people. And so a man, what we're really looking for is a man who's heard that call and who is willing and has give his yes, Lord, here I am, you called me, And is willing to come and follow him, and then to accompany him on that way, helping discern where he may need healing, where he may need growth, how the Lord is inviting him to continue to grow and to become more and more in his image and likeness, so he can become more more efficacious in his ministry for the people. And our job, if you will, our ministry and our privilege really, is to be able to walk with him on that journey, accompany him in the language of the New Ratio, the language of the Holy Father, accompany him along that journey as his guide, as his mentor, as a brother, and most importantly, as a disciple, so that God, because God is the primary formator, it's the grace of the Holy Spirit that's at work in the man, and that brings us not brings us to perfection in the day of the Lord Jesus, not in this life. And so we continue to look for those men who are called, and we continue to do what we can to help them along their journey with them along the way.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.